faces will go. Faces, faces will go.
Faces, faces, faces at the window.
Providing comedy for
Fake Rice Cakes.
It's a podcast.
Hey, hey! Welcome back to episode 482 of Fake Rice Cakes, a podcast hosted by me, Jeremy Fake. I'm not a fake, but my name is. But is Fake my real name? I'll leave you to guess. But Fake is what this podcast is all about. Exposing the fake, breaking through the fake. You may not have realized, but we're surrounded and hemmed in by fakeness. Fake news is just the start. We have fake governments, fake scientists, fake war, fake peace, even fake food. Do you even know what you're putting in your body every day? Nothing around you is what they tell us it is. This is a mindset that's catching on. My guest today via Zoom is fellow podcaster Jeremy True. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy.
Tell my listeners a little bit about your show.
It's called Fake History. It's about... fake history.
So, give us an example of fake history.
1852.
What's fake about that?
It never happened.
1852 never happened? You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm messing with you.
All right.
Lots of other years also never happened.
So, I love your podcast, Jeremy. What inspired you to start it?
You.
Seriously?
Well, I'm a massive fan of your podcast.
Oh,
well,
that's very kind of you to
I've listened to all 481 episodes.
And counting.
And counting, of course. But discovering your show, it changed the way I look at everything. There and reading books by Dr. David Bonkers. He's great too.
Oh, well, that really is very kind. So how many episodes of Fake History have there been so far, Jeremy?
Oh, one.
Oh, so that episode you sent to me was the very first episode.
No, it's not the first episode.
But you just said it was...
It's the only episode ever.
What, there's never going
to
be...
I did originally want to do a full series, but then I realised it doesn't actually take that long to say that all of history is fake.
But what about the real history, the truth hidden beneath the lies? Didn't you want to explain that?
But there is no real history underneath. It's all fake. That's what I said on the episode. Didn't you listen to it?
Well, of course I... No. No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
I thought you invited me on this show because of how much you loved my podcast.
I just wanted someone to talk to.
What?
Well, you're the first listener who's ever got in touch.
Oh.
I'm glad you did, though. It's really nice.
Thanks. Well, it's nice being talking to you.
I mean, it's delightful. Can I ask you something, Jeremy?
Of course you can. Ask me anything.
Will you be my co-host?
Your co-host?
Well, it's a bit lonely, you know, doing this show every week, talking to myself, not knowing if anyone's listening. But now I know that you're listening. It's like I know what I've been missing. So it'd be nice if, you know, you listened in person.
It wouldn't be in person, Jeremy. It'd be over Zoom.
Well, you know what I mean. You could listen live. And you could even, you know, say things sometimes.
Why? I will. Can I say something there, Jeremy?
Anything, Jeremy.
Can I ask you, why are you so interested in rice cakes?
481 episodes, and it isn't clear why it's called Fake Rice Cakes.
No.
For Christ's sakes!
Fake Rice Cakes.
We all know that Cliff Richard was a stalwart at the number one spot in the UK charts at Christmas. But Slade and even Pink Floyd had their time in the limelight on Christmas Day. But which bands were number one in their respective countries the time that Cliff, Noddy and the Floyd were basking in Christmas musical glory in Blighty? Let's see. Now, Cliff's second Christmas number one was Mistletoe and Wine from 1988. But what is the story behind the number one song from Greece in the same year? After extensive research, we at The Faces have discovered the following. Greece Christmas number one, Summer Missions by Summer Missions. Some listeners to this offering believe it to be about the pollution levels affecting Athens, as there are frequent mentions to carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide, particulate matter such as soot, smoke, dust and liquid droplets, and noise. Others believe it to be a song about farting in the Parthenon. When asked by Ted Goebbels, younger brother of Rolling Stone magazine legend Jed, if the band could shed some light on this dichotomy, Ian Evzone, lead singer with some omissions, started screaming and ran as fast as his body would let him to the ancient ruins of the Acropolis. Ted, never one to miss a good story, took off in pursuit. However, Ian was the twin brother of Konstantinos Kenteris, the Greek super sprinter, who snatched the gold medal for the 200 metres at the Olympic Games in Sydney in 2000. Ted didn't stand a chance. But Ian's bandmates, also relations to former top-class sprinters, whispered to Ted where he might be found. As night fell, Ted, armed with torch and sedatives, approached the crumbling citadel. From the shadows of the Parthenon, a rhythmical pop, pop, popping could be heard. Ted flashed his torch in the direction of the noise. Hunched double, next to where the marbles nicked by Elgin used to be, Ian was breaking wind into a succession of jam jars while studying a leaflet outlining the government's proposals for expanding the ultra-low emissions zone in Athens city centre. And there, the jury rests.
Faces at the window.com.